And Patrick 弟兄在南加州。
He usually gets this for myself and my wife. And we would like to bless all of our church family that has traveled to be with their families.
我们希望能够祝福我们弟兄姐妹，他们在这个假期旅游去见他的家人。
That they would go in safety.
他们能够在平安里面。
And they bring the joy of the Lord with them.
然后也带着神的喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, today is a different kind of day.
今天是有点不同的一天。
When we have communion, we always eat of the flesh and the blood of Jesus.
当我们一同来领圣餐的时候，我们都是领耶稣的身体，他的饼，身体和血。
But on Christmas Day, we're asked to do one thing.
可是在圣诞节那天，神要求我们做一件事。
Is to praise him.
是来感谢他 ，Amen.
And give thanks for who he is.
就是为现因为他的所事而感谢神。
We all know the Christmas story.
我们都晓得圣诞节的故事吧。
Is there anybody here that does not know the Christmas story?
有这里有谁不知道圣诞节的故事吗
？That's good because I'm going to talk about other things, other parts of the Christmas story.
那很好，因为我今天不会讲原来的故事，是讲另外一些的故事。
The title of the sermon is "An Angel Spoke to Me."
我们今天的讲到的主题叫说一位天使对我说话。
There's a difference when an angel speaks to you than a man speaks to you.
我就是因为天使跟你说话，跟人对你说话是有点不同的。
So first of all, I'm going to talk about the shepherds that were in the field.
首先，我要跟大家讲那个牧羊人在野地里的牧羊人。
Now, one of the shepherds, it says that after the incident that took place, he started telling everybody what happened.
就是当天使对他说话之后，他就到处告诉别人这发生了什么事情。
And in Luke 2:8-20,
在路加福音二章八到二十节
，This is about what he says. This is what he says.
这就是他所讲的话。
Now that we're in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields. This is after the birth of Jesus Christ.
这是在耶稣诞生之后所写的，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人。
And they were keeping their flocks by night.
夜间按着根刺看守羊群。
And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。
Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you the good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people."
然后牧羊人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了一个救主，就是主基督。”
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
Yeah, I said that already. Sorry, I got ahead.
Okay. That's okay. And this will be the sign to you.
You can read the scripture.
You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger.
他说你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
So this is a theme you're going to see. When an angel comes to people, they're afraid.
所以你会看到一件事情，说每一次一个天使对一个人说话，那些人都会惧怕。
They're always afraid.
他们常常都是会惧怕。
There's something about the presence of God that makes us afraid.
就是神的同在，有些神的同在会让我们感到惧怕。
But as we read the story, moreover, we find out that we receive blessings and joy.
可是当你继续念这个故事，你就发现他来了是要给你祝福和有喜乐。
Some of you young men are going to find out as you grow up.
有些年轻人当你长大之后
there's going to be a young lady that maybe you might want to ask to marry you.
所以发现会有女孩子会来向你求婚。
And you're going to come up to her and you're going to say, "I want to marry you."
然后跟那或是他们会对你们说我想要嫁给你。
And she's going to stand there and just look at you.
Oh, the other way around. Sorry. 我搞错了，他意思是说，是那个男生是小男孩，这些长大的男生会向你喜欢的女孩子求婚。OK。
And her mouth will be open.
然后他们的口会张开。
And fear will come over you.
然后你会非常的惧怕，当你求婚的时刻，就会很惧怕。
You're thinking, oh my God, she's going to say no.
你会想说，他会不会对我说 no， 就是不要。
And then she'll look at you and say, yes, 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 always yes.
当那女孩子对着你说 yes， 是的，我愿意，我愿意，你就心里说 yes， 这样子。
In one moment, your fear will go, ah, you'll be so happy.
然后你的惧怕就变成喜乐。
So that's the way it was with the shepherds.
这就好像那个牧羊人一样，他们一开始是惧怕，后来变成喜乐。
And it says in verse number 13, and suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and earth, peace, goodwill toward men.
然后他们就会说，高处的什么，至高处归荣耀与神，地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It's almost like you can imagine these people had never had a contact with God before.
你可以想象说这一群人从来没有跟神有什么关系。
Their whole life, and they had a lowly job. They were shepherds.
他们的工作非常的卑微，就是牧羊人而已。
They never graduated from Cal.
他们从来没有从伯克莱毕业。
They were dropouts.
他们是那些不会读书的一群。
And they were considered the lowest.As far as occupation, shepherds were at the lowest.
他们的工作可以算是最卑微的、最低的一群人。
And so, first of all, they see an angel.
首先，他是看到一个天使。
That's enough, right? Seeing an angel would be something.
你看到一位天使向你显现，就已经很不得了了。
But all of a sudden, the sky opens and you look up.And there's a bunch of angels.
可是突然之间在天上又打开，还有更多的天使围着一群。
And they're all singing praises.
然后他们都在赞美神。
So the angels got really excited, and it says in verse 15, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another.
就是，然后那些天使非常的兴奋，他们就唱歌敬拜神，然后离开了他，离开牧羊人升天去。牧羊人彼此说
，Well, it begs the question, what did the angels say to each other?
他就会彼此问说，到底天使对我们说了什么话
？There could have been an angel that said, "Oh, let's go over to Ranch 99."
可能有一个天使跟他们说，我们要去。大华九九
let's just go hang out.
我们就去大华九九去叫什么
But you know what they said?
可是你知道他们说什么呢
After they'd seen the angel,
当他们看到天使之后
Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.
他们说我们往伯利恒去看看成就的事就是神主所指示我们的。
And it says, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
It says Mary kept these things and pondered them in her heart.
他也有说玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里反复思想。
Mary was an unwed mother?
玛利亚是一个未婚就生子了。
She was pregnant at the wedding.
她在她结婚之前就怀孕。
She was one that people whispered about and said bad things about.
她是人们对她的那种背后都有很多的谗言。
Unkind words.
对她说很负面的话。
But she believed within herself that she was carrying the child of the Lord.
可是她自己相信，她知道她所怀的这个孩子是神的儿子。
But we all know how that is with doubts. You wonder, and people say unkind words to you, and you start wondering, am I truly with the Lord, or am I not with the Lord?
每个人都有经历说，其他人会对你怀疑，自己也会动摇，就说那些人说一些不好听的话，我是不是知道神真的与我同在呢？
But at that time, when those shepherds came praising and talking about the angels,
可是当那些牧羊人来到跟他们就彼此说，还有赞美神，还有说看到天使的时候
，They're prompted something within her heart. This woman became a changed woman.
有一些事情在她心里面就有一个改变。你想想看，玛利亚，她听见这些的见证
，The testimonies of others about who she was and what she had done gave her a confidence and an inner strength that would carry her for the rest of her life.
你想想看，他听到这些人的见证，就会赐给他力量。今天就改变，就有信心继续走未来的路。他的一生都改变了。
And actually, Mary's journey began with an angel speaking to her.
然后玛利亚她的一生改变的那一时刻，也是从天使对他们说话的时候。
In Luke 1:26 through 38,
路加福音第一章26到38节
it says, "Now in the sixth month of the angel Gabriel,
到了第六个月，天使加百列
was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
奉上帝的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒
to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph.Of the house of David.
到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人。
The virgin's name was Mary.
那个人叫，她的丈夫叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one! The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
他说，天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。
But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was.
玛利亚因这话就惊慌，又反复思想这问安是什么意思。
This is the first time she'd ever seen an angel.
这是她人生第一次看到天使。
And it caused her to be troubled inside.
那她里面就感到很迷茫。
And by experience, myself, personal experience, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, sometimes you find yourself...Troubled inside.
我自己个人的经验也是同样的。有时候圣灵到你的身上的时候，你心里面会感到惊慌，会有一些震动。
I'd say almost every time.
我会这样说，每一次，几乎每一次圣灵到我身上的时候。
Because the angel is preparing you to receive good news.
就像那个天使来预备你要听好消息。
And then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus."
天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在上帝面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And the angel continued, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest.And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end."
然后天使继续对他说，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主上帝要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
And Mary asks really a question of an innocent.She's very innocent, and she's a virgin, and she asked the angel this question, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
然后玛利亚因为她还是很年幼，她都从没有结婚，所以她心里有这个问题，就对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎能有这事呢？
And the angel answered her,
那天使回答说,
and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you."
圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你。
Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
因此，所要生的圣者必称为上帝的儿子。
Can you imagine that being told this?
你可以想象有这个消息。你假如是那个玛利亚听到这件事情。
I'm guessing her age, maybe 15.
我想说她可能只是15岁。
Can you imagine yourself, ladies, women, how you were at 15?
你可以想象一下你在15岁的时候吗？女孩，我们的姐妹们。
And this is not some smooth-talking man. How do I say? Man with honey words.
这个话不是就是甜言蜜语的话。
This is an angel.
这是一位天使。
This is God's representative.
是代表神来对你说话。
And the angel said to her, "For with God, nothing will be impossible."
然后天使对他说，在神里面，没有一句话，没有不可能的事。
So Mary hears this. Mary hears what is this proposition to her told all these wonderful things that's going to happen in her life. Amen.
然后天使对他说，这一切的应许，告诉他一切会好的事情，这些好消息。
And you think about yourself. Somebody speaks to you and speaks prophetically and tells you this is going to happen in your life and that's going to happen in your life. Can say to you that, you know something? Jesus Christ died for you. You're going to heaven. You're going to heaven. No matter what you do, you're going to heaven.
就好像有一个人对你说，他为你祷告，跟你传福音的时候，就对你说，耶稣为你的罪而死，只要相信他，你就能够得永生。无论你曾经做过什么。
And I believe, you know the shepherds that were there?
The shepherds that
were the witnesses?
就听到牧羊人听到的话。
I don't know if they ever went to church.
我也不晓得他们有没有去过教会。
I don't know if they ever saw Jesus again.
我也不晓得他从此有没有再看到耶稣了。
But I believe they're in heaven.
可是我相信他们是在天上的，他们在天堂里面。
Because they were witnesses.
因为他们是见证人。
And when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask them what happened. Tell me about that day.
当我到天上去的时候，我一定会问这些牧羊人，告诉我那天你看到了什么。
What was different about this baby that you saw?
这个关于这个婴孩，你看到什么不一样的呢？
What was it about that baby that just made you want to give testimony and tell everybody what you'd seen?
你看到什么关于这个婴孩是跟别人不一样，至于你会很兴奋的到处做见证呢？
I'm not sure what they're going to say, but I'm looking forward to the answer. Amen.
我虽然不知道他们会说什么，可是我非常的期待他们的回答。
So when Mary is told what God wants to do with her, she has a choice. She can either say, "Well, maybe not me. I don't want to do this. I'm not ready yet. It's not my time yet. I'm too young. I haven't read enough books yet. I haven't been enough classes yet. I haven't had enough. I need some more Bible study before I can do this."
说你是讲玛利亚可以当时的回应是说，我还有很多事情我不没有准备好啊，我又没有读书读还没有读完，然后还没有上过课，很多事情都还没有准备好，自己怎么可能呢这件事情
？I need more up here before I can do anything.
我就会说我还需要更多的知识，在我可以做任何事情之前。
But Mary, this young girl, 15-year-old innocent girl.
可是这位玛利亚，那位年轻的女孩子，才十五岁。
Behold, the maid servant of the Lord, let it be according to your word.
玛利亚却这样说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
And in her agreement, the angel departed.
天使就离开她去了。
So that's half of it, right? Mary's got it down. She's agreed with the Lord.
就是这是故事的一半。他现在玛利亚知道他同意天使的
喜讯。It said the Holy Spirit came over her.
然后圣灵就临到她。
And she conceived a baby.
然后她就怀孕了。
Supernaturally, virgin conceives a baby.
这是一个超自然的事，怎么一个童女可以怀孕呢
？So consequently, little by little, her stomach started to grow.
然后结果就是她的肚子越来越长大了。
She probably told her mother and her closest friends about what happened.
可能她告诉她的最亲近的朋友或是她母亲这件事情。
And something within them said, Mary, you're highly favored.
可能，然后他们的心里面也会说，玛利亚，你是被蒙恩宠的。
But of course, there's always the neighbor, right?
那可当然还有一些不晓得的人，就是你的邻居。
Neighbor saying, "Did you notice her? She's get her belly's getting big."
你有看到啊？她的肚子越来越大了。
Wow, I don't know about her. I thought she was innocent.
我们不认识她，以为她是很纯洁的。
But somebody told me that she was hanging out with a Roman soldier.
哦，有人告诉我说她以前跟那些罗马军队的人在一起啊。
So Joseph hears about this and he sees it. He sees that she's with child.
然后约瑟就听到这些的谣言，然后他就看到玛利亚。
Talk about disappointment.
哦，你想想看，这种失望。
This man had his eye on Mary for a long time.
这位年轻男生约瑟一直盯着玛利亚。
He watched her blossom into a woman.
他看着玛利亚，然后长大成熟。
And when he found out that his parents had arranged for him to marry her, he was so happy.
当约瑟知道他的玛利亚的父母愿意把玛利亚许配给他，他应该是非常高兴的。
He said, "Jackpot."
他说 ，Yeah, jackpot, 得到了。
I got it. I hit the jackpot.
我得到了啊，中奖了。
But then he noticed her condition, and she was pregnant. He was truly disappointed.
然后想想看，他发现他原来已经怀孕了，他非常的失望了。
And he was a traditional man.
他就是跟大家就是一个传统的男人。
And he understood that he couldn't do this because it would disgrace his family.
他知道他也不能这样做，这样的就会羞辱他的家人。
He was worried about what his mother and father would feel.
他会想到他的父母亲会怎么说呢？
I don't want to disgrace my parents.
我不想要让我父母感到羞辱。
And then guess what?
然后你猜看怎么样？
An angel comes.
Yeah, 因为天使，所以他说话了。
It says in Matthew 1:18.
然后在马太福音一章十八章十八节。
He's thinking about this. He's this terrible decision he's got to make. He says, "I loved her so much, but I got to let her go. I don't know what to do. Oh God, help me in this."
那个约瑟肯定心里面非常的挣扎，他非常的喜悦玛利亚，可是又感到要把她放走。
And you know what it is? He's laying in his bed, pondering these things and arguing about it, and he falls asleep.
他肯定在床上一直在思想，然后心里面在挣扎的时候就睡着了。
Then it says, "Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid.'" To take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
他就这样子，主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
And it's amazing. It just popped into my mind as an example of this being asleep. And
这个例子就突然让我想到，当你在睡着的时候。
When I was a man seeking God,
当我在寻求神的时候
，I had a dream.
我就有一个梦。
And in that dream, I opened a door.
在那个梦里面，我打开门。
And they're standing about where those doors are.
就是大概像这样子打开，就站在那个门旁边。
It was a man surrounded by light.
就有一个人在光中。被光中围绕。
You could just see this power just coming off of him.
你可以看到能力从他身里面出来。
It was like being in the desert. You see the vibration of the light on things.
你就好像在那个在沙漠里面看到那些的电在闪电的很多的能力释放出来。
And I was afraid.
然后我就非常惧怕。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗
？In an instant, he was across the room and he embraced me.
可是，在那么一短的一瞬间之内，他就走过这个房间，就拥抱我。
I was standing off to the, and a part of me was standing off to the side, and I could see him hugging me.
有一部分的我好像站在旁边，就身体以外看到这个人拥抱我。
He was dressed in those Arab clothes of the time.
他就穿着以前那个时代的衣服。
Like he's from that period of time.
就像在罗马时期的时间。
Could have been Jesus or could have been John the Baptist. He wasn't dressed in white. He had more regular clothes on.
他不是不一定穿着白色，可是他穿的像正常人的衣服。
He was shorter than I was.
他比我稍微矮一点。
He was a little heavier.
他就比我壮一点。
And he had long arms.
他有一个很长的手背。
And I could see him embracing me.
我可以看到他抱着我。
And peace went through me.
然后平安就临到我。
I woke up from that dream.
我从那个梦里面醒过来。
And my life was changed.
我的生命就改变了。
I was on a different direction.
我就从此不再走另外的方向。
I can go on and give my testimony, but a short time after that, my whole life changed.
我可以继续讲我的见证，可是很在这个梦之后很短的时间，我完全的生命改变。
And a result of that, I closed my bar in Berkeley.
就是因为这个缘故，我后来就结束我在 Berkeley 有开一个酒吧。
I worked in a parking lot in Berkeley for 7 years.
我以前在伯克莱的一个停车场面做工做了七年。
And I barely got through high school.
我根本没有读完高中。
And the Lord said, "I want you to go back to school."
然后神竟然对我说，你要回到念书。
So at 59 years old, I graduated from Berkeley.
然后我59岁的时候才从伯克莱毕业大学。
I was the oldest man in the class.
我是这整班里面最老的。
My major was religious studies.
我的主修是叫什么religious study. 宗教的。
Study of religion?
Yeah, 就是宗教。
There was 12 graduates.
那边有12个毕业生。
12 graduates in the religious studies program.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was the only one that had an emphasis in Christianity.
我是唯一一个是主修的基督教的。
One in 12.
在12个人的里面只有一个，就我。
In Jesus' time, he had 12 disciples, and one of them was a traitor.
在耶稣的时代，有12个门徒，有一个人是背叛的。
But in this time, Robert's time,
在
one was a believer.
Yeah, 在 Robert 的时间，竟然在十二个里面，其中一个是相信神的。
So Joseph says, so the angel says to Joseph in his dream.
所以那天使对约瑟说，在梦中
，Do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for what she has conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.For she will bring forth a son, and you will call him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins.
大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Therefore, the scripture was fulfilled. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son.And they shall call his name Emmanuel. God is with us.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。翻出来就是上帝与我们同在。
Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary as his wife.
然后约瑟就醒来了，起来就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。
I imagine he was really happy.
我相信约瑟应该是非常开心。
And he told his mom and dad, "I'm going to take Mary as my wife."
然后他会告诉他的父母亲，就说我会娶玛利亚。
And they said, "Well, are you sure?"
然后他父母可能说你确定吗？
He says, an angel told me.
他就说，因为天使对我说话。
An angel spoke to me.
因为天使对我说话。
And I'm going to marry her.
我要来娶过玛利亚来。
And he did.
然后他就这样子做了。
Amen.
Amen.
So there's another presence here at the birth of Mary. We got the shepherds. We got Mary. We got Joseph. Baby Jesus has been born. There's the three kings. Have anybody heard the story of the three kings?
所以在这个整个故事我们已经讲了不同的部分，有牧羊人玛利亚跟约瑟不同的见证人。你还记得圣经里面有另外一群人，就是博士吗？三位不是三位，就是不确定是三位。
Interestingly enough, an angel did not speak to them.
很奇特的是，他们三位没有任何天使对他们说过话。
But they read the scriptures of the Jewish scriptures.
可是他们有读过神的话，圣经。
And they read the book of Micah.
他们念那个米迦的书。
think it's chapter 5, verse 2, whatever it is, but it tells about the Savior coming to be born.
然后就讲到第五章，就讲到救主要来，要降生。
And when they heard it, they decided, okay, they came from different places. I don't know how they got gathered together. Maybe they met on the trail. But they felt they were called to go and see the babe that was going to be born.
我们不晓得有多少人去了，或是他们中间怎么遇到对方，可是他们感到被一个呼召在他们心里面，要去朝见这位婴孩。
And they weren't even sure where they're going, but there was a star they saw.
他们连自己要去哪里都不晓得，可是他看到一颗明亮的星。
There was a bright light.
是一个非常明亮的星。
And they headed towards the light.
他就往这个方向走，跟着星走。
And it led them to Jerusalem.
然后就引导他们到耶路撒冷了。
And they met with the king Herod, and they told him what they're about the scriptures and about the king being born. And Herod called all the wise men around him, all of his scribes, and to tell him more about this.
然后希律他们就去到耶路撒冷，就见到希律王，就是当时统治犹太人的那个当地的王。就跟他们说，哎，我们看到这个圣经，然后希律也询问他们的智慧的人智者。
And the wise men, the scribe said, indeed, this is true. This babe is supposed to be born in the city of David, Bethlehem.
然后他们也印证了他们也印证了博士们的话，就说是真的有一个孩子要降生，那个地点是伯利恒。
And the king being truly jealous of this.
可是这希律王心里面就非常的嫉妒。
And he was fearful at the word of God.
他其实害怕神的话。
So the word of God was spoken of a promise, and he felt fear.
可是神的话是一个应许，可是他心里面却感到惧怕。
It's almost like when I became a new Christian.
就好像当我们成为一个新刚刚的幼年的基督徒。
And somebody would speak the word of God to me, or I would read the word of God.
好像有某些人对你说神的话，或是你读神的话的时候。
Promises to me that I could be successful.
就说神给你的应许，说你能成功。
That I could truly graduate from school.
我可以读完大学。
There was a fear within me.
可是在我心里面却有惧怕。
A fear that says, "Oh no."
我心里说 "Oh no."
I've been telling Robert for years that he can't do anything.
我自己跟自己说啊，你那么多年都说你不行的啦，不能成就的啦。
That he could never graduate.
就说你从来不可能毕业的啦。
But something inside of him is telling Robert, "I want you to go to Cal."
可是在他里面却有另外的声音对他说，我 Robert, 我要你去念伯克莱，而且你会毕业的。
So when I said, "Okay, I'm going to go to Cal."
然后当我说同意，是的，我会去念伯克莱。
That voice that told me that I could not do it.
那声音说我不行的
just got smaller and smaller and smaller and disappeared.
然后就越来越微小的声音就不见了。
Because I can do all things, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
因为我们靠着主给我们加给力量，凡事都能做。
All things that seem impossible, he makes them possible.
本来看起来不太可能的事，可是神使它成为有可能的。
And I could, I could talk to some of you students. There was times, I know Maria just graduated. There might have been times in your life, Maria, that you might think, I don't know if I could do this. There might have been questioning it, but you just kept going and going. And next thing you know, they give you a diploma. And it's almost like the scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. They give you the diploma, and all of a sudden you get smart.
就像就对这些年轻人讲，就像你一直以为自己不能毕业。可是到你毕业拿到那证书的时候，你突然发现，哎，就变聪明了。就拿到证书那一刻，才发现你是变聪明。
That's the way it was when I graduated from Cal. All of a sudden, all those papers and all that stuff I just did to meet other people's expectations, all the things I had to turn in, all of a sudden, that made sense to me.
好像我在毕业的那一刻，我就突然发现，以前我做那么多的功课啊，就只是要把它做完。可是现在才突然明白一切的事，就像头脑发了一个灯亮灯了。
So King Herod says to the Magi, "Okay, if you go to Bethlehem and you find this baby, come back and tell me about it."
然后希律王就对他们说：“假如你在伯利恒找到这个小孩，你要回来跟我说。”
Because his plan was to kill the baby.
因为他的计划是要把小孩杀掉。
You know the story.
Yeah, 你知道那故事。
So it says in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行。
Till it came and stood over where the young child was.
直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
他们进到房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
And when the carpenter, the young carpenter, and his young wife, just getting started in life,
你想想看，那约瑟跟玛利亚，他们都是一对年轻的夫妻，才生命才刚开始。
When they opened the gifts that was presented to them, the treasures they found, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
然后当他们打开这个宝盒，里面发现是黄金、乳香跟末药。
I know there's some young couples in here, young men and women on your way, wondering what's going to happen to your life and.I got to get a good job and buy a house and do all these things. Can you imagine? It's almost like somebody gives you the lottery ticket and you just won $500 million.
你可以想象吗？你很年轻的夫妻，突然有人给你这么多一笔钱，就像中大奖、抽奖。
And if you happen to win $500 million, don't forget to tithe.
当你突然拿到那么多钱，不要忘记十一奉献。
So after they worship the Lord, and I believe the three magi, the kings went back to their country, I believe they're in heaven too.
我相信这三位博士他们也在天上。他们看到耶稣敬拜耶稣回去之后。
And there might be some people says, well, how can they go to heaven? They didn't go to church.
然后有些人可能会想说怎么可能他们到天上去那他们连教会都没去过。
Because with God, all things are possible.
因为和神所有事都有可能。
And then says,Then in verse 12 says, Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed to their own country another way.
然后说博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律就从别的路回本地去了。
Divinely warned. Divine, what's that mean?
就是神圣的
Heavenly,
神圣的。被警告。
Do you think the angels were involved in it again? An angel was possibly involved in
the dream. 你看到那天使不断的在这个故事里面。
So they were warned. So they had fear about returning.
所以他们被警告，而且他害怕回去原来的地方了。
So they went on their way.
所以他们就从别的路回家。
I'm going to talk about one more character that was touched by an angel. An angel spoke to him.
我会再讲还有另外一个角色也是被天使。
In Luke 1, 11 to 20,
在路加福音第一章十一到二十节
Hang in there, kids. We're almost done.
我们快结束了。
Zacharias was a priest.
撒加利亚是祭司。
He and his wife, they always wanted to have a child. They always wanted to have a son, but they were barren.
他跟他的太太一直希望怀孕有一个孩子，可是从来就没有不能生育。
This went on for years and years.
就是很多年了都没有办法生小孩。
They were much older.
他们已经老年了。
And it came to one night where Zacharias was a priest and he was getting ready to go into the temple and do his priestly duties.
那就有一天晚上就是轮到撒加利亚要进到至圣所里面服侍神。
And it says in Luke 1:11, Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him.
有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。
But the angel said to him, what do you think the angel said to him?
你觉得天使对他说什么呢?
Do not be afraid.
就是不要害怕。
For your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John.
因为你的祈祷已经被听见了，你的妻子伊丽莎伯要给你生一个孩子，儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
你必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出世也必喜乐。
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
他在主面前将要为大，但酒浓酒都不喝。
He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb.
从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。
And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
他要使许多以色列人回转。
And he will also go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
归于主他们的上帝。
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
他必要有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前。叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
And this is a prophecy from Malachi chapter 4, I think verse 5, about turning the hearts.
这个是在圣经旧约里面，在第哪里啊？讲到父亲啊，把父的心转向儿女。
But this is interesting.This promise has been made to Zacharias, and he and his wife have been praying for this for years. And an angel appears to him. An angel appears to him.
他们多年来的祷告，突然祷告了这么久，这个应许就是透过这个天使向他们显现，临到他们。
And some of you mothers out there, you know, if you have a son, it's really good to think, wow, or I have a child, and they're going to do well.
你想想看，你假如是母亲们，你有一个儿子。你会很开心说你的儿子能够长大出成功。
Maybe they'll graduate from Berkeley and become a doctor.
或者是你会想象说他能长大念大学然后成为医生。
Or more than that, a computer engineer.
我不知道怎么讲。或是更好的职业。
Amen to that.But this is told he's even going to be greater than that. It's almost like an angel said your child is going to be president of the United States.
这好像说你的小孩将来会成为总统一样。你看他的这个应许是比这一切更大。
So Zacharias hears this answer to all of his prayers and he says,
然后撒加利亚听到这个应许超过他以前所求所想的他超过他一切的祷告。
How shall I know this? I'm an old man.
他的回应竟然说：“我怎么知道呢？我是老人呢。”
My wife is really old.
然后我的太太是非常老迈了。
And the angel answered him and said to him, "I am Gabriel who stands in the presence of God."
然后那天使就对他说：“你，我是加百列，我站在神的面前。”
And I was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings.
我是被风差遣来告诉你。这好消息的。
But behold, you doubter.
可是你知道你这个不信的。
You will be mute and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time.
你必哑巴不能说话，直到这事成就的日子。Oh man.
And that's true. So he didn't speak until the baby was born.
然后真的是这样子，后来他就一直不能说话，直到小孩生下来那天。Oh my God, something dawned on me. Sorry.
You're doing good. You're doing a good job, sister.
I just realized if you don't witness, you'll be muted.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, if you don't believe.
对。
I can preach, and this is a long sermon today because it's Christmas Day.
今天的这个今天的信息比较长一点是因为是圣诞节。
Each one of these things I could do a whole hour on.
你知道每一部分的故事都可以讲一个小时长。
Because I'm sitting there and the Lord keeps giving me ideas. The Spirit is, I'm talking, I get more ideas.
然后我在转的时候神灵给我感动又越来越多想法。
But this is the cherry on top of what we're talking about.
可是这个最后这部分是把它弄的是最好的部分。
The word of the Lord speaks to those that have ears to hear.
是神的话是给有耳的就当听的，是有耳愿意听的人。
We can read the word of the God of the Lord.
我们可以读神的话。
The word of the Lord along with the Holy Spirit
是神的话还有圣灵
changes lives
就改变你的生命。
And that's God's purpose for this group.
那就是神的心意对于我们这群人。
Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That was a little small town.
耶稣是长生在伯利恒，是一个很小的城。
It was low.
是很卑微的。
They had shepherds.
是的，有牧羊人。
They didn't have a Starbucks.
他们没有星巴克咖啡店。
They had probably a little coffee shop, hamburger joint.
没有这些。
I don't know.
没有这些。
But this is the Lord. This is what the Lord told me to share today.
可是这是神要我分享的。
Number one, for with the Lord nothing will be impossible.
第一件就是在神里面凡事都能做。
And an angel said that.
这是一位天使宣告的。
So it's not me standing up here telling you, oh well, you can't do this, you can't do that, but maybe you can. God says all things are possible.
这不是我自己说的，而是神说这一切事都有可能。
For those who believe.
是说对于相信的人，凡事都有可能。你相信什么呢
？Jesus was born in a manger.
是耶稣生在马槽里吗
？He was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子吗
？He grew into a man.
What?
He grew and became a man.
他长大成人。
He did signs and wonders.
他做了许多的神迹奇事。
All of the Scripture says, then he was arrested. He was beaten for us.
然后。这圣经所说，他就被抓起来，为我们受鞭打。
And he took all of our sins, amen.
然后他拿去我们一切的罪。
Every sin of yesterday.
是我们过去的罪。
Every sin of today.
然后今天的罪。
And every sin of tomorrow is already
covered. 还有所有未来的罪。
It's covered. You're going to heaven.
都被耶稣的宝血遮盖了。
So do we doubt God's promises?
所以我们要。怀疑神的话吗？神的应许吗
？No, the world doubts, but we believe. You believe, amen.
Amen. 所以我们不应该怀疑神的话，只有这世界的人才怀疑。我们是要相信神的话。
Does God always answer our prayers in the way that we think He should?
就神常常成就我们的祷告，根据我们的想法吗
？Usually not, but better.
通常是不会，因为神要成就更好的。
Can we agree with the Spirit as Mary and Joseph did with the angels?
我们可以跟玛利亚跟约瑟一起，同样的是同意天使的宣告吗
？Yes, we do.
是的，我们应该是的，我们应该同意。
The Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Word speaks to us, and we agree with it. Amen.
所以我们是圣灵说话，圣经对我们说话，我们说是的，要成就的这个事情。
We might not know how it's going to be done, but we agree that it's going to be done.
我们虽然不知道怎么样成就，可是我们同意必定要成就。
On earth as it is in heaven.
就是在地上如同在天上。
Can we believe in the Word of God as the Magi did?
我们可以相信神的话，就像那博士们吗
？Absolutely.
绝对是这样的，绝对是这样的。
So this is what we're going to do right now. This is what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to pray.
这就是我们现在下面的部分。我们神愿意我们彼此来祷告。
And we're going to listen.
我们要来聆听。
We're going to listen to the Holy Spirit.
我们要听到圣灵的话。
So just receive it now. Just close your eyes.
我们就来闭起眼睛。
Holy Spirit, come now and rest upon us, Lord, and speak to us.
现在求你来，求你来降在我们每个人的身上，对我们说话。
And the Spirit says, I'm going to give you greater knowledge of the birth of Jesus.
圣灵对我们说，我会赐给你更大的启示，关于基督的降生。
I'm going to open your spiritual eyes.
我要开你的灵眼。
You will indeed see heavenly hosts.
你会真的看到天上的天使天君。
As impossible as that sounds, all things are possible through God.
就听起来好像不太可能的事，可是 在神没有难成的事。
All possible for those who believe.
是一切的事都有可能，所以对于相信的人。
So for Christmas.
所以在圣诞节这一天。
The Lord is going to give you the gift of faith.
神要赐给你信心的礼物。
Faith in things beyond your imagination.
就是除了信心以外，而是信心给你可以超过所求所想的。
In fact, he's going to release your imagination.
神还要释放你的想象力。
You're going to imagine things you've never imagined before.
你可以想象到以前从来没想过的事。
And they're going to bring you peace.
而且这些事情要带来平安。Amen.
You can make a choice today.
你今天可以做一个选择。
You can go through life from here, not knowing what's going to happen to you.
你可以继续过你自己的生活，不晓得前面的路。
Or you can reach out in faith and ask the Lord to speak to you. You can use listening prayer. You can do this every day. You can do it any time. You can ask the Lord to begin to show you.What he has for your life, and he will do it.
你可以，或是你可以选择聆听。
It is possible.
用聆听的方式来祷告，求让神来对你说话。
This is a gift to us today.
这是给我们今天的礼物。
We can stand in faith on this gift.
我们可以有信心的来，寻求他，来知道神给我们这个恩典。
We can ask the Lord to take authority over our life.
我们可以求神来，来在我们生命里面掌权。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢天父。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
谢谢你圣灵。
Thank you for your presence.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
And thank you for the joy that is set before us.
谢谢你的喜乐，放在我们前面的喜乐。
As we go forth in this day.
像我们从今天开始。
And they all said, Amen.
我们一同来说 Amen.
Thank you, Church.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah.
感谢主。
Merry Christmas!
圣诞快乐。
So let's just fellowship around, talk to each other, and share if something of the Lord revealed something to you during that quiet time. Be glad to give testimony of what your life's going on in your life. And, I don't know, I just feel really good. God bless us.